My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we listen as Davin continues to make his scammer Belinda his pet. So listen and enjoy.
I go, so what will you do with your pet now that we are all alone? What does my pet want? I go to please his master. What does my master want for her pleasure? She goes, anything fun for pet. I go, well, you've treated your pet so well today, and he wants to please you. What would you like? She goes, what would you think your master would like?
Get to the point, lady.
I know, it's like, really, come pet. On, stop.
This would get edited out of the movie.
It's like, well, I don't...
Popcorn, take a piss.
It's like, I don't know, what do you want to do tonight? I don't know, whatever you want to do.
I go, is my master feeling like being animalistic? Playing right now, Nine Inch Nails, I want to fuck you like an animal, by the way. Do you like the medley I put on?
I love this.
By the way, this is the same... This is the same medley I put together in college at Montclair State University for some type of psych and deviant sexuality. And we did a thing on bestiality.
Nice.
And we put together this soundtrack.
And who knew that you were going to be using it this many years later?
These are the animal songs that came to head out of my head.
Nice.
I'm sure there's others, but I thought it had a little certain je ne sais quoi.
I was expecting
Hungry
cat
like
sounds,
the wolf.
But...
I hate Duran Duran.
Yeah. That's a good tune, man.
Talk about fruits.
No pet sounds?
Okay. There you go. All right. Well, you know what? You guys can put... When you guys have animals of a scammer, you guys can come up with your own soundtrack.
You guys can pick
Excuse
your tune.
Me.
They're my scammer, my tune. Yeah.
They're talking about cleaning each other with each other's tongues, and we're worried about the soundtrack. We're idiots.
I don't know about Nine Inch Nails. Man, a little dated, not really classic.
No, I like it.
That's classic. That's cool.
So I ask her, is my master feeling like being animalistic? She goes, anything fun will be cool. I go, well, we can go for a run, or your pet can wear you out in another way. Exactly.
You play with a Frisbee?
Yeah. Yes, back to Frisbee dog. You can't go wrong with Frisbee dog. No,
they're always good.
Exactly. She goes, what way is that? I go, the best way. She goes, what's the best way?
Oh, come on.
Are you going to let me come in? Come on.
No.
I'm losing it here.
Crap,
Gelman, no. My penis is getting shriveled up.
I'm a dog with a hard on, Gelman.
Look what I'm working with, Kelly. This is not the Kelly Ripa years, Gelman. Kathy Lee, Gelman. I can barely get it up. Gelman, finish me with the handy and the Ghanaian, Gelman. Dated references that you don't need.
No. Yeah, Kathy Lee never would get anybody up.
You know, she was attractive for a time there.
You think?
It was.
Until she opened her mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
All bets are off.
She goes, the best way. She goes, what's the best way? I go, sex. She goes, wow. I see.
After all that,
what did you think he was talking about?
You know, we've written some great movies together. You would think she'd be a little bit more in tune. But if this is a dude, this is very uncomfortable for him.
Extremely.
I mean, if this is Ishmael.
Yeah, he's going, oh, ick.
Or he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, finally, the type of sex now reminds me of my girlfriend.
You know what? He brings up a very important thing, because if it is a dude, yeah, it's like, I was going to write, really? I haven't seen a dime. I got to write this crap. I don't know. I want to take your collar off and pull your tail.
Whose tail is that? Get out of my room, Joe.
Yeah.
I want to turn you over and sniff your butt.
Yeah.
If I wasn't turned on, maybe I would have written. But this is Pip loves these sexy talk things.
I do.
But this is beyond sexy talk. This is like taking people out of a comfort element.
It's bestiality, you think?
Well, not really. We're not really animals. At least
no, but you're talking about it like your animal's a pet.
I mean, there has to be some level of trust, because they can't be as crazy as me on this level trying to create this nonsense for a radio show.
No, this is kinky.
It is. Did I tease the show properly today? Perhaps the most disturbing conversation.
Yes. Yeah. I'm disturbed.
Well, this we knew.
Yes. Very true.
Did you expect anything like this?
No, this is not what I was expecting this evening.
What were you expecting?
I'm uncomfortable. I'm shifting uncomfortably in my chair.
That's because you're asking. You're a fisher.
That's why the anal virginity is intact.
Put that in your paragraph.
I'm valuable to the show.
All right, we don't want the helix, we just want the ass. I thought we already taken Joe.
We're a package. We're a package deal. I'm sorry.
Anyway, let's go on with our love story. I ruined the movie. I go, well, you slept with farm animals. I figured you would sleep with your personal pet. He goes, that won't be a bad idea. I go, anything for my master. Well, I'm nothing but an animal, so we'll have to be on all fours.
Wow.
First, I will have to firmly bite the back of your neck to hold you in place.
I like that.
I was reading through Joe's 1924 National Geographic. Yeah. Just thumbing through for ideas.
And that's how you knew she liked that.
Yes. To hold you in place. She goes, and what will happen next? Not phased, by the way.
No.
She's into it.
Yeah.
I go, with my front paws, I will cup your breasts and nibble on the back of your neck. I will lick from the base of your neck down your back. Your pet is very excited. Is my master pleased? She goes, yeah, I am. I go, good. I continue to nip and lick your back. I nibble at the cheeks of your butt. I'm a butt nibbler.
That's what I'm going to call you from now on whenever you're annoying us.
It's Nibbler's Day.
No! You butt nibbler.
I'm an animal. Joe is just taking this.
Because I'm sitting here thinking if it is a guy, all he's trying to do is get your money and he's got
to
go.
Just trying to work, Joe. Just trying to work. Earn a living in an honest way.
So much for the best part of the day.
Sorry, scammers. You got your job. We got ours.
So you're saying, basically, I am the equivalent to the scammer as I was to the Chase representatives I dealt with today. An unnecessary hassle.
And nobody's getting any money.
They're not giving me management either, Joe.
Yeah. But you see, that's the thing. Like I said, if it's her, you know, I guess it's kind of kinky. She's getting into it, brightens her day. If it's him, this poor bastard. You kind of feeling sorry for the scammer now that he's got to sit there.
I know, he's going, oh, he's talking about
nibbling my ass now. Jesus Christ.
Maybe he likes a good ass nibbling. This is the most into any of this they've ever been. Whoever this is, he, she, whatever the sexy talk, it never really went anywhere for long. We had taste of it. It went good at times.
Yeah.
But this, we are all.
More than a taste. This is a bite or a nibble.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.